Okay, I think we left off at the top of the Tesvavim Beis. The Toshma, they're trying to bring another proof as to Asur versus Lo Asur, Damar Rilaz Bar Tzadok, Shiyusi Lo Meid, Eitzel, Shiyusi Lo Meid Torah, Eitzel, Riochen, Charani, where Yisra Shay Yochel Pas Chariv, Melech Mishnei Batzores. I guess, you know, it was a difficult time, right? It was about Tzoris, so all he had was bread. So, Basviodati's Avar, I'm going to call him Zaysim. So, I went to my father, who I guess had more money, and he told me to bring him some Zaysim, Vaholachti lo, Roson Shein Lach, and he saw they were moist, which is Mukhshar, the Kabal Tumah, right? The oil that comes out of Zaysim is one of the Shema Mashkin, so that was Mukhshar, the Kabal Tumah. And the Rishonim debate exactly why he thought if it was Mukhshar, it would have been Tumah. But, you know, perhaps he knew or suspected that they let an Avaritz touch it. Amrli ain't any Yochel Zaysim. He refused. Basi Vodatis Abar, Amrli Lech, Amrlo Chavez Nakuva Haisa Eloshestamua Shmarim. So, we know that the Shiva Mashkim are only Machshir Ochlan the Kabal Tuma Midas, if those Mashkin were there Midas, right? That's Kiyitain. Or you don't have to actually physically put them, but the drasha, famous drasha ki yutan dumya di yitain, even if they passively wet your food, as long as it was in a way that's dumya di ki yitain, that it was with your das, then it's machshir then. So go and tell him he can eat the olives without worrying. He thinks we put them in a regular basket because we wanted the juice to come out and them to get wet. And as we das, really no, we put them in a basket with holes to drain because we dafka didn't want this... there was some sediment that stopped up the hole, and they accidentally got this liquid was accidentally collected. So therefore, tell them it's no problem. If you have a barrel full of olives that the liquid is starting to seep from them, Beishamai says that. This is what comes out of the Zaysim at this point is called mohel, right? Mohel is the, not when you actually squeeze them to get the proper oil, you get some very weak kind of liquid. That's called mohel. So Beishamai says the mohel is not one of the Shema Mashkin. Mohel doesn't count the Shemen, therefore you don't have to make a hole in the barrel. It's okay to purposely have them soak in this liquid because it's mohel, it's not Machshir. Beishil Omrim, you have to make a hole because Beishil hold the mohel is Shemen. And therefore, it would be machshir, so you have to make a hole in it to show that you don't have das. Umodim shenikvus, it's more shmarim shitor, but everyone agrees that if you did make a hole, but the hole got filled with, got stopped up with sediment, that it's a hora, because that's, even if you hold like this hole, that it's a mashke, it's shalola das. Avyafi shetamut shamehaya, so what do we see here? We see here that, we see here that since he was makban on this, he was holding like Beis Hillel. That he acted like he was even though for Beis Shammai he didn't have to care because he held the mole's nothing. He still followed the opinion of Beis Hillel. So now the diuk is here. We have the fact that of Talmud Beis Shammai followed Beis Hillel, but they make it sound unique. He followed Beis Hillel, so if you say, no, all the Shamaniks followed Beis Hillel, what's the Chiddush? It must be that all the Shamaniks followed Shammai, and only he followed Beis Hillel. Eliyim or Loas of my Ravusei. So that seems to be a good proof, another good proof, that generally Asu, just he in particular, followed Beis Hillel. Toshma, Shalos, or Yeshua, Tsar Sabas Mahu. Right, apparently this Tsar Sabas, we'll see in a moment, was big politics, not just purely academic Talmud Torah. So he asked him, what's the din? Amr lehem machluk b'sham v'yis hillel. Shkayach, they asked for halach k'divrei mi. Amr lehem ne'matem achzis v'roshe b'shnei harm gedolim. B'shnei machluk z'gzolos b'sham v'yis hillel. Right? Why are you putting me between these two harm gedolim? It's yorni shem yirutzugul galti. Literally, right? If you're stuck between two mountains and the two mountains close in on you, it crushes your skull. He says, I'm afraid that he might even have literally been afraid that someone would kill him. But certainly, he was afraid of the political ramifications of passing one way or the other. Aval ani meyed lochem al shnei mishpachos gedol shoyu b'Yerushalayim, mishpachos beis tzvui ben achmai, mishpachos beis kupai ben mekoshesh, that these two great mishpachos in Yerushalayim, shehem bnei tzaros, they are descended from tzaros erva, umehem kekohan gedolim shem shol gam mizbeach, and they're obviously okay because they're kohan gedolim descended from them who worked on the mizbeach. So Iyamar Shlomo Asu Hanu Kamers Yarandi. If it's a Beishamai followed their opinion, Mishael followed their opinion, then he's really afraid because they did different things, and half of them are possible according to the other half, and he has what to be afraid of because they just might kill him if he possibles their yichus. Elimar Lo Asu Amai Kamer Mis Yarandi. But if they all did the same thing anyway, then what is he afraid of? They all did like Beis Hillel, so no one's going to kill him either way because it's a purely academic machlokas. And that seems to be an accepted conclusion. There are all these proofs. In the end, we assume that Asu. But now the Gemara has a side problem. He nami dosu. Granted Asu, so they acted in divergent ways, and therefore they actually might be chash of psul because they actually did different things, and that's why he was afraid. Minus Yorini. But what's he afraid of? Right, what's he afraid of? He was afraid he's going to call them Mamzerim. What's he afraid of? He's afraid, Lechora, he was leaning towards Beis Hillel to say that the Tzaris Erva is Ptur from Yibam. And therefore, but if he passes like Beis Hillel, Tzaris Erva is Ptur from Yibam, the Beis Shammai, it's from Riyabim the Tzaris Erva, he's going to accuse them of doing the Erva of Eishas Ach and their kids of being Mamzerim. But what's the problem? He's Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua himself holds Rabbi Yeshua himself holds there's only Mamzeris from Chayv Mises Bezdin. There is no Mamzeris from Chayv Karis, unlike the way we hold. So he's not going to call anyone a Mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua himself, what does he have to be afraid of? He'll say no one's a Mamzer, because no matter what you do, no one's Chayv Mises Bezdin. So, right, Eishasach is not one of the Chayv Misa. So what's the problem? So the answer is the Hinami, the Mamzer Lohavi, Pogomia Havi Mikavachomer Melmana. Granted that if he paskin like Beis Hillel, he wouldn't accuse the Beis Shamanis of being Mamzerim, because they were children of the illicit union of Eishes Ach. They were Bnei Chayvi Krisos. He wouldn't call them Mamzerim, but he would call them Psulim Lekahuna, because how do we know the Bnei Chayvi Krisos are possible Lekahuna? Sorry?
But what? I mean, he still has a problem. True, Rabbi Yeshua paskins that it's only Chayvei Beis Din, but he's putting that doesn't mean that everyone who holds like Beis Shammai would hold like Rabbi Yeshua.
So you're asking why isn't he afraid that they might kill him? Because if you put together one of his shitas with one of someone else's shitas, so apparently, I guess, I mean, you have to go down. Yeah, you know, I'm not so aware of the historical reality at the time, but apparently, it wasn't like everyone was going to pass the answer of Mamzerus. Apparently, he was a big posek, so if he would come out saying someone's a Mamzer, then they would kill him. Uh-huh. But if he comes out saying they're not a Mamzer, even though you could put a sheet together with someone else, no, why would anyone put his sheet together? If you're going to follow him, follow him. If you're not going to follow him, don't follow him. So then it would still be okay. So, Kavachomer me'almana, ma'almana she'en yisurin o'igba kol b'napagum. Right, we know it says explicitly by Kohen Gadol marries an almana. Lo yechal ozar ba'amav. Right, that the kids are halalim. So an almana, which is only usher for one person in the whole world, if you violate the issue, the kids are halalim. Zushasu yisur shambakol v'chuli. So kavachomer, if you do an erva or other yisurin that are usher to everyone, kavachomer, your kids are halalim. So that's why he was afraid. He was going to say that the children of the Yibums that Beis Shammai left for Tzaris Erev are apostle of Kahuna, and therefore they might kill him. Now there is another question. They asked him, what's the din of Tzaros? Tzaros Abbas Mahu. What does he answer? He answers, I don't want to say, but I'll tell you, the Bnei Tzaros were a kosher for Kahuna. So why did he answer something they didn't ask him? So Tarti Gabayim, they really asked him two questions. Tzaros Mai. Number one, what's the name of Tzaros? Number two, V'im Timtzu Lomar, Tzaros Beis Hillel, B'nei Tzaros Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Mahu. And if you assume that we paskin like Beis Hillel, right, which I guess they were leaning towards, because in the end, I guess that's obviously the one in the end. Then, what would Beis Shammai hold about the Bnei Tzaros of Beis Hillel? Let's just make sure that we have our bearings before we actually get into anything. Right? There are Bnei Tzaros de Beis Shammai, which means he allowed the Yibam, Le Beis Hillel. What are they? They are Bnei Chayvei Krisos, right? And according to Rabbi Yeshua, they are not Mamzerim, because luckily he holds high decreases, doesn't make them say Ram, but they are, what's the word? They use the word pugum? They are pigumen. Kavachomer male mana. Now they ask me a different question. What about the B'nai Tsaros from Beis Hillel's family, and what did the Tsaros Erev from Beis Hillel families do? They went and married in the shop, right? Nisa'u l'shok. They just went and got married in the shok. According, Lefi Beis Shammai. So according to Beis Shammai, the B'nai Tsaros of Beis Hillel let marry in the shok, violated the Chayvi Lavin of Losia Ish Tameh Sechusel Ish Tsar. So what are they? They are B'nai Chayvi Lavin. So what's their status? So he says, that's the question they asked. What's the status of B'nai Chayvi Lavin? Right, L'chore, they knew they weren't Mamzerim. Yeshua says even B'nai Chayvi Kriz aren't Mamzerim. They want to know whether B'nai Chayvi Lavin were Pagumen L'Kahuna or K'sherim L'Kahuna. So the Gemara asked, L'may Nafgamina, hold on a second, what kind of question is this? If you listen to the way they asked it. In Timtzalomar Halachim Beis Hillel, what would Beis Shammai say about Beis Hillel Saras? What do you mean? In Timtzalomar Halachim Beis Hillel, we don't care what Beis Shammai says about Beis Hillel Saras, because the Halachim is to Beis Hillel. So, you know, granted that, why'd say In Timtzalomar? They knew that really his opinion was like Beis Hillel. Obviously, they knew that it was really Beis Hillel. They just didn't know if he would say it B'pen Mali or not, and he didn't. But the question is, if we hold like Beis Hillel, who cares what Beis Shammai thinks about Beis Hillel's people? Beis Shammai's wrong. So the answer is, L'mayna f'kamina, l'mifshed v'lad machzer grushaso l'Beis Hillel. Ah, because this is the equivalent, let me see if I can get a better color here, B'nei Chai v'lavim, and we assume it's equivalent to B'nei machzer grushaso. Right, Master Grushasa was also Chayvi Lavin. Obviously, the name Master Grushasa, we're not talking about Kohanim. Right, Kohanim, Master Grushasa, or Kohen marrying a Grusha. There's no question that the kid's a Chaval. We're talking about Yisraelim, and then their daughter wants to marry a Kohen, right? Yisrael violates the law of Master Grushasa, because Grusha marries someone else, right? The law of Master Grushasa, and he has a daughter. His daughter is obviously not a Mamzer, because Chayvi Lavin, according to the people involved in this sugya, did not make Mamzeris. Question is daughter Chalala for Kahuna, or is his daughter Ksherah for Kahuna? So that's the same exact question, because it's B'nai Chayvi Lavin, so even though we don't really care what Beis Shammai thinks about Beis Hillel's B'nai Tsaros L'shak, but we do care about the concept of B'nai Chayvi Lavin as a general halachic category. Because it could happen in Machzor Grushaso. Tos points out the reason they use the example of Machzor Grushaso and not Yivam al-Shuk or other Chayvi Lavim is because the Gemara Nida that says they actually sent a halachic query from far away, one of the big burning issues of the time apparently, to Rabbi Yeshua at one time. I forget exactly where they sent it from, the Gemara Nida. And they asked him, and they asked him what's the status of B'nai Machzor Grushaso or Bas Machzor Grushaso with Kahuna. I guess it would be a Bas Machzor Grushaso, right? Bas Mishulachas. Ma'o l'kahuna. What was their question? The question was, Mi amrin in kal v'chomer ma'al mona l'kohen gadol sin yisur shav v'kol b'na pagum zuch yisur shav v'kol le'in v'din shav v'pagum. On the one hand, we can have a kal v'chomer almana. Almana is only also one person. Their kids are chalalos. So kal v'chomer, this is a generalist for the kids of chalala. Or odil mikil mifrach ma'al almana she atzma mischalalos. No. Maybe you could say that's not a valid kal v'chomer because the almana, her kid, her daughter's a halala, she herself also becomes a halala. An almana marries a kohen gadol becomes a halala. In general, any grusha or zono marries a kohen, or an almana marries a kohen gadol becomes a halala. As opposed to the bas machzor grushaso, the grusha ha muchzeres herself does not become this halal. The grusha muchzeres is not this halal. Because Rashi points out, when it comes to marrying a kohen, there's nothing to talk about. She's a grusha. The issue would be when it comes to teshuvah. And she's not mischal for eating truma. That's a mafurish mardav samach kesam and aleph. That machzor grushaso did not passel the woman from eating truma, because even though it says kisi ela ish zar basko and kisi ela ish zar he bisrumasa kodeshim lo sochel. That's only zar tlamei kara, someone who's always estranged usher to her. They had machzor grushaso. It was only recently became also to her, so that's not considered ishnar, so it doesn't pass the law from truma. So that was the question. But Amar Lahu, what was the question? On the one hand, do we say that that the daughter is Hagav Likahuna Kavachomer Me Almana? Or do we say there's a pircha, the Almana herself is Mischaleles, but the Grusha Hamuzeris does not herself become Mechulal, so therefore she doesn't herself become Mechulal, maybe her daughter also shouldn't be Mechulal. And what's the Psach? Amr Lutzaris Misyariani, that Tsaras, whether Pasalik Mechulal Meshama, I refuse to say, but I'll tell you that Mimun of Shach, the B'nai Tsaras, the B'nai Hillel, or Kasha Lukuli Alma, B'nai Tsaras Ani Meid Lachem. A Meid Lachem, and the Psach is. The Psach is that the kids are kshir in Likahuna, right? Because we have Lechora, because we have valid Pircha on the Kal Vachomer. Okay, that is the Gemara. Now, the first problem the Rishonim deal with here, really deal with a little earlier, is that what's the Psak here? The Psak here is that B'nei Tsaras Beis Hillel LeBeis Shammai are kshir in Legamrei. Right? That's what Psak in here. There's no Kal Vachomer Me'almana. Therefore, there's no pgam at all in B'nei Tsaras Beis Hillel L'fi Beis Shammai, which is basically B'nei Yavam L'Shuk. The problem is, B'nei Tsaras Beis Hillel L'fi Beis Shammai, which is just saying B'nei Yavam L'Shuk, right? According to Beis Shammai, he's still violating Yavam L'Shuk. So, Rabbi Yoshua, and Daf Tesvam and Aleph, is poshay that they're Ksherim. Okay, sounds pretty poshut. Except for the fact that if you go one plot, earlier, at the bottom of your Dalam Reis, says Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, one plot earlier, your Dalam Reis, Damar Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, last four lines of Daf Yodalam Reis, Hei Chalachuzur Ravachat Yisrael. If we do like Beis Shammai, he holds like we do, that B'nai Chayv Yikrisim Ramzerim, the Vlad's Mamzer Kron Beis Hillel, not to give Beis Hillel, HaVlad Pagel L'Divir Beis Shammai. He just said, if we do like Beis Hillel, the Vlad's Pagel according to Beis Shammai. So, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, on Daf Yudalim and Beis, said, HaVlad Pagel. According to Beis, the Vlad of Yavon Shuk is Pagel, and therefore he wanted to make the Chana and make everyone happy for less blue and Bemis, except that it didn't Nitra Vashah, and they never ended up making that Takana. And that's why nowadays we pass like this Hillel without a Takana. So this is a stira between the two Gemaras. So the question is, how do we resolve the stira between these two Gemaras? Okay, so what would Rashi imply? What does Rashi think about the stira between the two Gemaras? Rashi in Yudalam and Beis says, Havlad pogom le divrei Beis Shammai, dim hayakoin. Pasol lechahuna. If he's a kohen, he becomes pasol. The bottom end of your dalam base. The avgav bnei chavilavim kshirim lekal. Even though bnei chavilavim are kshirim lekal, then I'm zerim. Chalolim ain't lein kahuna. Then it's chalfim kahuna. The asa bekal vachomer me'amana lekohen gadol kamishmaitzim. Like the kal vachomer from amana lekohen gadol. Later on in our swinging daf tes vavim base. But we don't hold like the kal vachomer, right? We're mafresh the kal vachomer. We paskin against it. So obviously Rashi assumes, and this is the most Rishonim assume this way. This is the first day of Tosos defense, Tosos quotes Rashi, really. Tosos quotes Rashi, but most Rishonim agree with Rashi on this, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva, or at least the Ramban here. Later on, he's going to change his mind. The Rashba and the Ritva. So, Rashi, the Ode, say, it's a machlokes. Reb Yeshua says there's a pircha on the Kal Vachomer, and Yochanan Nuri holds from the Kal Vachomer. That's what Tosfos explains. Rashi and Yudalam Beis, Nasik and Yerushel, Vlad Pogim, Yerushel, Shaman, Pirish Vekonj, Da'avgal, Bnei Chayvi, Lavim, Shirem, Lekahol, Chalolam, Hein, Le'nikahun, Nedas, Vekal Vachomer, Yamanu, Kalakamon, Upam, Agad, Rabbi Yeshua, Tzmach, Lokas, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua. He says that, no, I don't have any Eidos. Why was he paying? Maybe he didn't believe this Eidos, or maybe he just didn't believe that these Kohanim Gedolim were kosher according to Beis Shammah. He believed that they were only kosher according to Beis Hillel. The last like Pircha, the Malamon, Shekin, Watson, Muschalel, and he doesn't hold from the Pircha. Okay, here the Achronim, maybe you could help me out, are a little mystified. What do you mean? Like, how can you hold from the Kalvachomer and not hold from the Pircha? Like, how can you just not hold from the Pircha? Seems like a reasonable Pircha. So, like, what happened to the Pircha? So, what? Aha, that was the question anymore. So really, even more, what was the question whether to hold from the Pircha or not? Like, what's the shlach with the Pircha? Right? Why would you hold from the Pircha? Why would you not hold from the Pircha? This is not, some of the Achronim say, it's not 100% clear, but the Ramban on Daf Mem Daladim at Beis, where the Sugya Bas Master Grishasa comes up again, apparently this Bas Master Grishasa comes up throughout Shas, must have been a common issue that was discussed and probably practical in the time of Shas. The Ramban on Daf Mem Daladim at Beis says that in the end says it apparently Kalachomer, Yochanan Uri says the Kalachomer, and we don't make a Pircha. Mishum Hachi lo Amr of Yoshua l'Atzi Alexandria of Mesechus Nida, Kalachomer d'Almon Alese, and that's why in Mesechus Nida, he wasn't my friend with Kalachomer Almona. He brought a El Amr Chonami, he had to bring the Xeris of Kasav. So the Mashle, the Rabbi Yeshua, Mi'utei Bein L'Tzar Bein L'Tzar. Now he says no. Rabbi Yeshua says, I know not everyone is Mashle to Kalachomer, so I will bring a Pasuk. He toy right toiva he v'ein baneha toiva. That's what Masha, this the daughter of a master Rishasa. Reuven Nuri lo Masha lo Mizul. Sorry, Reuven Nuri doesn't hold things there. Custom. He says just he toiva v'ein tzoras toiva v'oneha toiva. The imish of pirchah keni atzim chalalas. But taka, what happened to this pirchah of keni atzim chalalas? What was so bad about the pirchah? Sfirli nami da afzum is chalalas. Very poshut. Sfirli nami here. I'm going to read the Ramban. I think the simplest way. He says, right, what does the Ramban explain? Holds the Kalvachomer. What happens to the Pircha? The Ramban says that there's no Pircha because he Atzma Mischalelis. Maybe that's the Yisod of the Machlokas. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua are really arguing about, he doesn't explicate, and we'll come back to this exactly, go back and forth, what does Rabbi Yeshua hold, but the simple shot might be that there's a pircha. Rabbi Yeshua holds the pircha on the Kal v'Chomer because almana atzma mischaleles, but yevama l'shok and masu grushaso. It's not mischaleles, so it's a pircha. But Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri would say no. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri would say that there's no pircha because he would say the Yavama Lashuk and the Machzer Grushaso Atzma Mischalalis. So maybe they just have machlokas about the status of the mother. Their machlokas about the status of the kid is really just a side effect of the machlokas about the status of the mother. If you assume the mother's Sheira L'Kahuna, the mother's not Mischalalis, then there's a pircha on the comparison to Almana L'Kohen Gadol, and the baby's not Mischalelis. But if you assume the mother is Mischalelis, then it's similar to the Abbal Kavachom for Almana L'Kohen Gadol, and the kid is also Pugum. That's what Ramban seems to say here. Isn't it a Mefurish Gemara Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph? What's the Mefurish Gemara? So now, what about the Mefurish Gemara? If you take this approach. Gemara on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph that says Machzir Grushaso is not Mischalelis. Why? Because it's not Zaretz Lameikara. Right? Gemara Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Right? If you don't believe me, you can open up The sorry. The it's here someplace. Ah, yeah, it's a little hard to find. I guess if you're in South Testament Aleph, where it has the big word Kohen, Divrei Maaseh, Tosfos, just go six words to your right. Maybe anyone who's nivala to a puzzle, even Maaseh Rishaso, becomes puzzle for me. The girl becomes the Schalelos from Shuma. No, the ish zara machonami sazar tlame kara lafu yehai glav zara mei kara tlame kara hu. Only someone who is always zara tlame, who is always ushered her, makes her mechal, is machalal her. As opposed to Master Rishasa, who only recently became ushered her, remarried her. So he is not machalal her. Right, it, meaning he doesn't have a problematic yuchas. And only someone who could never marry her makes her halal, because that ruins her yuchas. But someone who only because certain new circumstances happened that made him unable to marry her, so that's not a problem in Yuchsin, that's just circumstances. Therefore, it doesn't mechal with her. So now, what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri think? So says the Ramban, the less leha did itmar perkamon going gadol the ish zar mi shazar tzlam eikar la fuki machzu grushaso v'chein yivam al shok el kol shazar tzlam filu hanach mechul eles. So the Ramban explains that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't accept the drusha of Zar Etzlo Meikara. He doesn't accept the distinction between someone who's now usher and someone who's always usher to her. He says any bia of someone who's usher to her makes her Michuleles from Truma and holds any bias bias Isser is Mechalel her. He don't know whether it's always a Zar, like a Mamzer and a Nisin and a Mitzri and a Domi, or whether it's only a recently Zar to her, like Yivam L'Shok recently became Usser, or Master Shasher recently became Usser. Either way, it's Mechalel her from Truma. If so, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees with that line in Daf Samach Testament Aleph, this would match very well. Some Achronim even want to say, although it would get very complicated, this might be the Makor. Here, can I just have a volunteer for a moment? I meant to Xerox, I just added to the Makor sheet so we can read together the Rambams. I meant to also Xerox the Gemara Nida, but you'll have to find the word for when we get there. For the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? And the Rambam here is talking about marrying a Kohen. We're not going to get into the subtle distinctions between who's possible for marrying a Kohen and who is possible from eating Truma, but you'll take my word for it. If you look at the Rambam's Truma, he says it's the exact same thing. Whatever's possible is possible. Whatever is possible is possible. It's kosher, it's kosher. So what did the Rambam say? Who's a zona who's puzzled from eating Truma and from marrying a Kohen in the Torah? Kol she'in a Bas Yisrael, anyone of not of Jewish lineage. O Bas Yisrael, she'nil lo adam she'asuri l'nasu etzer shab bakol. Or any Bas Yisrael who was with Ellis to someone who she's not allowed to marry because of an etzer shab l'kol. Meaning, not a little Kohen. Yup, she's not a zona, she's a halala. Okay, we don't get into that. Let's look at Gimel. V'chein hagiores v'mshukreres afilu nesgayr v'shachar apchusim v'ashol shon v'ol v'im asrol v'zuzon v'sur l'koin mikana amru akum v'sino mamzer. Okay, that's not important, but mikana amru akum v'sino mamzer geremoni v'ovi yomitz v'atomi v'isho v'sheni v'ksu v'dakar v'shachar v'chol v'shabal v'hudis asu v'sazon v'nesu l'kuhuna. Right, anyone who sleeps, any girl who's nivellus to anyone who she's also to marry, whether even just chayvi lavin, right, like the sin, moms, or all these other things, or even chayvi asay, like mitzvah v'adomi, right, becomes a zona. V'mayisu kohenet tulum and truma. She can't marry kohen, and if she was already kohen, she can't eat truma. V'chein yivama shabal lezar, a zona, likewise yivama l'shok, makes her a zona to this chayvi lavin. Oh, it's not zar, it's lomay yikara. So, 99% will everyone explain. The rabbi doesn't care. Okay, this would fit, and some achronim suggest is the Makor, the Rambam, this fits like the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, nowhere in the Mishnah Torah, makes a distinction between Zaretz Lomei Kara and not Zaretz Lomei Kara.
he doesn't bring that distinction in Mishnah Torah. The Amelino at one point tries to rescue it, but yes?
Does he bring up Machzor Rishasim?
So that's the mystery. The Rambam never explicitly brings up Machzor Rishasim, and that's why there's still some mystery according to the Rambam. He never explicitly discusses Bas Mishumachas Mahul Kahunda. So that's why I admit there's some mystery. But the simple shot is, the Rambam holds that the Yavama Atzma is Mishchaleles. Rambam holds the Yavama Atzma is Mishchaleles, even though it wasn't Zaretz Lomit Ikara. Why is it even against what it says in Tesvavim Beis? Why does the Rambam hold Yavama Atzma is Mishchaleles? Because, like the Ramban, not everyone agrees with the drasha of Zaretz Lomit Ikara. There's some people say, no, any Zaretz, anyone marrying somebody who's nevelis to someone who they should marry becomes mischalelis. So that's one way of trying to explain why, if you say the machlokas comes down to, it's not really machlokas about the b'nei tzaros. It's really machlokas about the tzaros. Are the tzaros mischalelos? Or are the tzaros not mischalelos? So, the Ramban, within the opinion of Reuel Chaim Nuri, would say like the Ramban, no, Yevam al-Shuk is Nischalala, and, simple shot in the Gemara Amud Beis, is that she is, and the Gemara Daf Sotes Amud Aleph, simple shot, is that anyone who's not a Zaretz Lomit Ikara is not Nischalalas. In terms of Halacha L'maisa, most of the Rishonim sound like she would not be Nischalalas. Most Rishonim sound like she was not Mischalelis. This is an explicit Bahag quoted in the Rif. The Rif quotes from the one I put on the Makoros, which I'll not be able to find here because I have a different source of daf. But he discussed the case. If you have an old-fashioned one, I don't know if anyone does. That's the base. He says, what if a woman accidentally does Yvonne Lashok? Why? The Inmar is made Rabbi Yudoiko. He's quoting from the Mahad. In general, the most accurate source seems to be the Mahad was written by Rabbi Yudoiko, although that's controversial. Shomer Tziyom Shinis is Blue Chalitza. Shomer Tziyom Inheres in the Shokadar Chalitza. In the Oz Mahadras, the bottom page, Gimel and Aleph, that'd be Riff. If Ain Laban and Tate Mizem Mizem, Mibalagan, Mibyam Chalitza, Vasur Lehem Olamas. If she has no kids yet, then she just has to be divorced from both of them. Should the mechel be ishal by the dinas hayam, because he confused with a woman who commits adultery accidentally. So therefore, if she has no kids, then just go find a third one. Avol miskachul nisei smahay yivam yisrael lo shalom kach get it just the other. Mishkid shasru lo lomis kishol yichotim yis nisei smahay lovanim. What if she marries in a shuk and she has kids? Now it's not so posh to put a gam on her kids. Im hayabayla yisrael choli to yavam yoshev sam bayla. Then she can stay with her new husband and just get chalitza and stay with her new husband. We don't make her get divorced. Because we made her get divorced, people might think her kids are Ramzeran. Therefore, we let her stay with her new husband. What if her new husband is a Kohen? Then the problem is she needs Chalitza. But Chalitza would make her Aser, her husband, and then she has to be divorced and people would think her kids are Ramzeran. So she doesn't do Chalitza. Ela Porsh Mina. She just is Polish. She doesn't sleep with her current husband, and she doesn't get chalitza from the yavam. But also the lovo leha kol yom. She doesn't get divorced because she doesn't want to cast aspersion on her kids. But she can't sleep with her husband because she's yavam l'shuk, and chalitza wouldn't help because she'd be a chalitza. And therefore, her husband's not allowed to sleep with her as long as the yavam's alive. He may say yavam turns the bala. The yavam dies, then she can go back to her husband. Now she's an almana. Now hold on a second. This is a woman who violated yavam l'shuk, right? She went and had kids with another man. And as long as the Yavam dies, she's allowed to go back to her husband who's a Kohen. So what does this prove? That a girl who violated Yavam al-Shuk is Kshera al-Kahuna. Is allowed to stay with the Kohen as long as she doesn't get Chalitza. So clearly we see that the Bahag
and most Rishonim and Acharonim, I think, this is the Psak of the Bahag, in the Rif, who says she's Kshera Lekahuna. So you can't say that what's the Yisod of the Machlokas here? They're arguing about the status. It's a Machlokas Tanam, the status of her kids, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri versus Rabbi Yoshua. And the reason they argue about the status of her kids is because they argue about her status, whether she's Mischalelis. On the one hand, you know, Rabbi Yoshua holds like they weren't Samachtes, and that would be the Psak of the Bahag, that since she wasn't Zarbei Kar, she's not Mischala. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like the Rambam, that we reject the Gorda Samachtes, and we hold that any Bias Isser, what any Bia of a man who she's not allowed to marry, would make a woman a Chalala for Kahuna. However, there is a third sheet to hear. If you want to know what's the status of Yavam Lashon, is she Mischala from Kahuna or not, there are, one sheet is the Bahag. What are the sheetas here? Let's just use letters. Bahag says she's Kshera Lekahuna. Then there's the Rambam, B. The Rambam says she's Psula Lekahuna because any Bias Esser, or because, let's say even better, because, yeah, I guess, any Bias Esser is Mechalel even if not Zar Etzla Meikara. However, there's a third Shita, and that's the Chiddush of the Tor. If you look at the Tor here, the Tor has a different angle as to why Yivam L'Shuk should be Neschalala. What did the Tor say? Tell me, Parshi. Ezel Zona. Zoshinibel Lechem Narayis. Lo Shnachayim Yisus. Bez Lo Shnachayim Krisus. Vein Ba'onis Bein Ratzom Yivzom Yivishkoga. Who's a zona? Someone who's nivela to a right. Spain to document shalom to document. Sheherava, even for a ra, asa zona. Uvachdim bashlo shan yomechad, umala. The Yahum yatish shan yomechad, umala. Chutz mi bala, nida shlo asa zona, fiumi drabanan. Okay, so first we get to the fundamental machlokis. The Rambam holds any lav makes you a zona. Chayim lav makes you a zona. Bali Tosos holds only a rice makes you a zona. So he says, what's a zona? Only a rice. But even one thing, the Val family do not make you a zona. It came to Tosu Kedushin. Why? Because even though you're not allowed to marry them, the Kedushin would be Tofu. So here we have a side machlokis. This is a big machlokis in Halacha Maisa. What's the definition of a zona? It's a big machlokis, but we paskin a zona is only bias nus, meaning a bia that's removed from marriage. Question is, how removed from marriage? So the two main shitas are the Rambam, which is Niv'ala le'adam she'asura lehinaselo, and the Balei Tosfos say Niv'ala le'adam she'ein kidushav tofsiba. Right? Is it that she is Niv'ala to a man who she's not allowed to marry, or she's Niv'ala to a man who she can't marry? So that's the first opinion the Torah brings down is Tosfos. But that's not our Indian right now. So what does he add? He says, Aval Chai Be'Lam and Afilu Chai Be'Lam Sher Lo Asa Zona came in Tafsi Kedushin. Chutz Be'Aval Yevama Shasa Zona De'ihi Nami Lo Tafsi Ba Kedushin Lepikach Nasha Zona Be'Yazar. Says Yevama Lo Shak, there's a better reason why she becomes. Even, not only is she as bad as Chai Be'Lam, she's even as bad as Chai Be'Krisos. Yevama Lo Shak is for sure Zona. Because the Yevam Lashak is for sure a Zona. Why is she for sure a Zona? Because there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Remember the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what did Rav hold? We mentioned the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, I'm pretty sure. Yes. What did Rav hold? Rav held Gemara Tzadi Beis and Beis Amar Rav Binayin She'ein Kedushin Tovsim Yevama She'nemar Losia Ishamesh Chuz Lishdar Losia Bahamay Lazar. Kedushin is not Tovsim in Yevam Lashak. And what did Shmuel say? Shmuel, everybody, you're saying that you can get the sapuli the Shmuel. Rav says that kedushin aren't tofes in Yevam L'shak. Says lo siya l'ishtar, can't be married to his art. And Shmuel says he's the suffik. But basically, everyone agrees that at least be suffik kedushin aren't tofes, right? So l'chomra, everyone agrees kedushin aren't tofes, which means she's a zona because there's no tfesis kedushin. So she's worse than Chai Milavin. She's like
Chayve krisos, there's no tefisas kedushin. Chayve krisos, everyone agrees, pasul zer, even if it's not zar etzla meikara. Ish is ish. That's going to pasul her, even though it wasn't always us or this person. You know, ish is ach, and achos ish, and all these things, even though they were only created later. Everyone agrees that chayve krisos and chayve krisos bezdin, and that's the more enough some chesim beis. If there's no tefisas kedushin, everyone agrees that it pasul zer. So says the Torah. The Torah says, a yavamal ashuk is psula la kahuna. Because there's no tefisas kedushin. And even if you're going to quibble and you're going to say, well, Rav says no tefisas kedushin, Shmuel says he's mesupet, but it doesn't matter. Because Lachumra, at least, we assume there's no tefisas kedushin. And a lot of Rachumra assume that the Ikra did everyone agrees there's no tefisas kedushin. In which case, for the Torah, again, the Torah's not talking into our sukkah. He's just discussing this issue of what's the status of Kini Yavamah who married the Shuk Mary Cohen. Right? This could happen. This could be a real life question, right? Someone is ignorant. Her husband died. She's not so Jewishly educated. She doesn't know such a thing as chalitza. And she goes and marries someone else. Right? Meanwhile, she goes and marries someone else. Then, meanwhile, the Yavam dies and her husband dies. Now she's single again. She wants to know if she marry a Kohen or not. So the Baag would say, sure, she can marry a Kohen. Violating Vamal Ashok doesn't possibly be a Kahuna. The Rav would say, no, you can't marry a Kohen because violating any Isser makes you Psula Kahuna. And the Torah would say, no, you can't marry a Kohen. Violating any Isser might not make you Psula Kahuna. But violating an Isser that there's no Tvisas Kedusha like Yvamal Ashok, for sure. Or even if it might have no Tvisas Kedusha, for sure makes you Asur to a Kohen. Halach Lamaisa, we know a whole lot of Baag. We can say it's also for a Mary Cohen. Because there's no Tfisas Kedushin. The Torah, the advantage of the Torah's pshat is that he doesn't have to be against the Gemara Dasam Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara Dasam Chesam and Aleph was talking about, we need some more space for the Torah. The Torah would say, the Gemara and Dasam Chesam and Aleph was talking about Machzir Grushaso. Machzir Grushaso, there, she's not Psula, because it's Chayve Lavin She'eino Zar Etzla Meikara. That's when it comes to Chayve Lavin. But, Yvama Lashuk, who cares about Zar Etzla Meikara? This is Itfisas Kedushin. This is like Chayve Krisos. Yvama Lashuk, we don't care about Zar Etzla Meikara because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. That's the sheet of the Torah. The Torah would say, I don't have to be against any Gemaras. I have the best explanation for Pastor Yochanan Nuri, if you want to plug it in here. I have the best explanation for why the Bumble Shuk should be Asura Lekuhuna. The whole discussion of Zar Etzla Meikara was by Chaim Ben Lavin with Tfisas Kiddushin. Here you have someone who's mufkas from Kiddushin. Anyone who's mufka from Kiddushin is a zona. There's nothing to talk about. That's the sheet of the Torah. Now, we're on, at this point you see, we've gotten into a bit of a tangent. Right, what's our tangent? Our tangent is, forget about the B'nai. Yavama Lashuk Atzma, what's her status? So we have A, the Bahag, who says Kshera Lekahuna. And the logic would be Lav Zar Etzla Meikara. This I'm just repeating. Versus, you could say no, she's Psula Lekahuna. Why do you say she's Psula Lekahuna? You could say because of the Rambam and the Ramban, Bidas from Yochanan Ben Nuri, who says we reject the Gemara on Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, or you could say because of the Torah, pause, Lo Tafsi Ba Kiddushin, and if she has no Tfisas Kiddushin, then she's like Arayas Mamish, and Arayas Mamish always passes her for Kahuna.
Here's, how does the Torah understand? I mean, the Gemara we have inherent focus, we have one of the right of Yeshua.
Ah, okay, excellent point. I will answer that question indirectly, or I will give one way of answering that question indirectly.
And then when we get to the Rambam, we'll see an entirely different way. Now, here's an interesting question. What is the Bahag, who's Matir, what does he respond to the Rambam? That's easy. The Rambam says, any Bias Isser makes her Asur Laguna. Bahag says, no way, a whole life more, not some of this, only Zarek Lameikara. What does the Bahag respond to the Torah? Doesn't he know there's no Tfisis Kedushin? Should the Samachon wanted to say that maybe the Gemara Daf Tesvav is alluded to Amar that Tafsi Kedushin. But doesn't the Bahag know that there's no Tfisis Kedushin in Yivam L'Shok? So shouldn't that pass over to Kahuna? And don't tell me that it depends if you have Zar Meikar or not. Everyone agrees when there's no Tfisis Kedushin. If you do a Rias, even though she only became a Rias to you yesterday and she wasn't Zar Meikar, everyone agrees the apostles are for Kahuna. That is not debatable. It's not debatable. There's some debate as to exactly what Kol Shem she gets, but everyone in the world knows that a woman who violates Ishas Ish, or a woman who violates Ishas Ach, or Achos Isha, or something like that, even though the Isser is only since yesterday, becomes possible Kahuna. So, what is the Bahag going to say back to the Torah? That's... Anyone want to... I know this is a little bit of a tangent, but... How would the Bahag respond? Doesn't he know there's no Tfisis Kedushin Yivam L'Shok? And don't tell me he's going to hold like Shmuel. Because even Shmuel says, me Suffolk, 50% chance of no Tfisis Kedushin Yivam L'Shok, that's enough to make an Isser. Suffolk Dorais L'Chumra. How would he respond to, how would the Bahag respond to the Torah?
The Tfisis Kedushin is not the real issue. The real issue is the... that there's a clear occurrence. It happens to coincide almost every single time. The fact that you have one case where you have each execution that happens to be chayav lav, that doesn't mean that now all of a sudden it's like chayav.
Okay, so I thought you were going to say that. The problem is that all the, and you're reasonable for saying that, the problem is all the Makoros and the Gemara don't say anything about Koros and Mises Bezin, they only talk about each Tfisis Kedushin. And I'll give you better proof. What if she is Niv'eles to an Eved or a Goy? Is there a Chiyuv Karis or Mises Bezdin? No. Does she become possible Kahuna? Everyone agrees she's possible Kahuna. Why? Because there's no Tfisis Kedushin having a guy. It doesn't matter how Chomer it is. So regardless of how Chomer it is, if there's no Tfisis Kedushin, she becomes possible Kahuna. So I have two ways of answering this question. One I found in the Avdei Miluim. Which Avdei Miluim? I'm pretty sure that it's in Makor Sheet someplace, Simit Bav, Simit Dalit. Agav, he throws in an answer to this question, the Avdei Miluim. He says, based on a Tosos in a different context, Dr. Tess, he says, really, there is Tfisis Kedushin Yivam L'Shok. How? After Chalitza. He says, what do you mean after Chalitza? After this Tfisis Kedushin, everyone after something. Tfisis Kedushin in Eved after Shikwar. There's Tfisis Kedushin in Goy after Geirus. There's Tfisis Kedushin Isha Ish after Geirushin. There's Tfisis Kedushin Achuz Ishto after Misas Ishto. So he says, no. What? General, but all the time. But I just gave you four examples of this Tfisis Kedushin that still passes the Kahuna. So he says a bit of a chiddush, although he has a basis in Tosa. He says, every other case, there's no Tfisis Kedushin, and it's not only to have Tfisis Kedushin. There's no Tfisis Kedushin now, and there's no reason to think that there will be Tfisis Kedushin. It's not natural that would lead to Tfisis Kedushin. An Eved, there's no Tfisis Kedushin now, and an Eved's not supposed to get Meshachar. A guy, there's no Tfisis Kedushin now, and a guy is not supposed to convert. If he wants to, he can, but he's not intended to convert. Ashes ish. There's no Tfisis Kedushin now, and you're not supposed to get divorced. That's right. The Gemara in the beginning is Vachem, that's Tam Yishalav, the Gerushin kind of. Right? But he says, a Yavama is supposed to get Chalitza just as much as Yibam. One Tana holds Mrs. Yibam Godemes, one Tana holds Mrs. Chalitza Godemes. There's no need to do Yibam. You don't have to do Yibam if you don't want to. And then, if you don't want to do Yibam, you have to do Chalitza. So here, even though right now there's no Tfisis Kedushin, but this is a stretch. It's all made to have, meaning it's ready for Tfisis Kedushin, because if he doesn't do Yibam, he needs to do Chalitza. And he doesn't have to do Yibam, and he might not want to do Yibam, then he'll have to do Chalitza. Therefore, it's close to Tfisis Kedushin. Unlike any other Isser in the Torah, an Eved, what do you mean? There's no reason to be Meshachar him. He's not even close to Tfisis Kedushin. A Goy, there's no reason to convert. He's not close to Tfisis Kedushin. Eishes Ish, no reason to get divorced. Not close to Tfisis Kedushin. Achuz Ishto, no reason for the wife to die. But over here, there's a reason to do chalitza, because anyone who's not in the mood to do yibum has to do chalitza. Chalitza is a valid, not only a valid option, but a valid obligation. There's an obligation of chalitza if you're not in the mood to marry her. Therefore, since it's a 50-50 chance that you'll have to do chalitza, that's close enough to be called Tfisas Kedushin. As the Emily Bloom says, she is omedes lechalitza kemo liyibam. It's 50-50 chalitza or yibam. And therefore, since it's 50-50 that you'll have Tfisas Kedushin tomorrow or next week, that counts as Tfisas Kedushin. So therefore, it counts as Tafsiba Kedushin. This is a big chiddush. Well, he does have a mukher and tosos in a different context. That's what he wants to say. How does everyone else, no one else in the world, no other rishon said what the Torah said. So maybe some of them, you could say they didn't say it, but they agree. The Baha'i clearly doesn't agree with the Torah, right? So, and the Ramban clearly doesn't agree with the Torah. Why didn't the Ramban say? Because lo tafsiba Kedushin. So how did the Baha'i and the other rishon get out of the Torah? The Alei Lom says a little bit benocha, but he has a mukher and a parallel sonya, that this is considered Tfisas Kedushin Yivam L'Shom, because it's 50-50 that there might be Kedushin tomorrow, Tosin tomorrow. I thought maybe, if you want to be a little Lundish, you could give, but if you want to, a little bit of a Lundish answer, perhaps you could ask the following Chakira. Why are Kedushin not Tosin Yivam L'Shom? This is basically, which we'll come back to, we'll be near Rabbi Yosef Engel's famous chakir. He says, what's the nature of this issue of Vav L'Shuk? Yes. So, Meheshi Tesi, why are Kedushin HaTofes in Vav L'Shuk? If you think about it, every Jew, don't give me Avodim and Goyim. Kedushin is Tofes in every Jew unless they're Arayis, they're Chiv Karis. The only Jew who's not an Erva, which has no Tfisas Kedushin, is Yavam L'Shuk. Now, okay, I'm not going to do philosophy Tamei Mitzvahs, perhaps, but you might ask, what's the nature of this din? Why is there no Tfisas Kedushin in Yavam L'Shuk, unlike any other Jewish Chayvi Lavin? Why does she break all the rules? Anyone want to give a suggestion? Why, Tak, is there no Tfisas Kedushin in Yavam L'Shuk? Why does she break all the rules? You'll say, Gzeiras HaGasev. We'll see ya. But okay, how do they know to be the Gzeiras HaGasev? And what's the logic of that Gzeiras HaGasev? Anyone have a theory? There is an obvious theory.
She's still married.
Exactly. Every other Chayvei Lavin is not married. But Yavam L'Shuk is still married. This is the famous machlokes between the Pnei Yoshua and the Avnei Miluim in Simonim Dalet. That's the Avnei Miluim. Pnei Yoshua quotes there from Kedushin. Why is Kedushin not Tofes in Eishes Ish? And I want to tell you, the famous machlokas. This is a very, very, in Yeshivish Veld, it's a very famous lumbus, right? There's no Tfisas Kedushin in Eishes Ish. Why? The Pnei Yoshua says, because what category does Eishes Ish fall under? Hey, she's a Arayis. Chayv Mises Bezim, Chayv Karis, right? Because she's a Arayis, and there's a Chiv Karis. Why can't you be Mekadosh Eishes Ish? Because she's on the list of Arayis, and Kedushin Har Tosin and Arayis. The Alei Lom says, no. Yeah, like, you're right. He doesn't say he's wrong. But there's a much more obvious reason why Kedushin Har Tosin and Eishes Ish. Don't give me she's on the list of Arayis. That's true, but you shouldn't need to say that. It's so obvious. Why in Kedushin Har Tosin and Eishes Ish?
She's already married.
Because she already belongs to someone.
Right.
Right? Well, if Kedushin, she's Mukadeshis to me. So, of course, Kedushin aren't Tofes and Eishes Ish, because she's already someone else's. How can I be Mekadosh her to me if she's already someone else's? You don't need the Chiyuv Karis. That's ridiculous. So, says the Avnei Miluim, because she is someone else's. And he also admits she's Chayiv Karis, but he says you don't need to come out to Chayiv Karis. Therefore, they argue about an interesting case. What about a case of Shifcha Charufa, which is she's Mekudeshes to me, but there's no Chayiv Karis? The Pnei Yoshua would say someone else's Kedushin Har Chal. And the Amnon Milum would say, no, they're not. She's already mine. This is, as you can imagine, I'm not getting into this now, a very, very fundamental philosophical Chakira about the nature of Eishes Ish, with the Pnei Yeshua seeing Eishes Ish as an Isser and not any type of Bailus.
Therefore, the Yisr Karis prevents Kiddushin. Well, the other one is saying, no, it's kind of bylaws. You don't need the Yisr Karis to prevent Kiddushin. If she's mine, she's not someone else's. Okay. So, if you assume like the Pnei Yeshua, we're stuck. But if you assume like the Avnei Miluim, then you can say very easily, this is the Avnei Miluim. Alpi. The Avnei Miluim. Not the Avnei Miluim on the Shavnei Miluim in Mendalad, the famous Yeshivish Avnei Miluim. The Alpi the Avnei Miluim. Why is there no Tfis Kiddushin on the show? Because even though it's not such a big Isser, who cares how big of an Isser it is? She's already married. There's already an Ishus here. She already belongs to someone. So that's why there's no Tfisis Kiddushin in her. Ah, who's she married to? That's what Yos Vengel points out. No. After all, she was married to the Mace. She was married to Brother A. Brother A died. Usually when you die, you relinquish your marriage. But in this case, since you died without kids and his wife still owes him the marital obligation of Hakama Shame, therefore she is still married. There's still an Ishus.
Zika.
Yeah, exactly, and that's certainly the idea of Zika, etc. So, says, because, not because of the Isser, not because of the Isser, but because of the Ishus. What do you mean? You can't marry her if you aren't toasting her because she still belongs to the Beis HaMeis, right? She's not free. She wasn't freed from her previous marriage yet. So even though it's not such a big Isser, it makes perfect sense that Rav should say Kiddushin aren't Tofes because of the Ishus, because of the Kenyan Ishus, not because of the Isser. Okay, but what is the Pnei Yeshua going to say? The Pnei Yeshua doesn't hold for this. He doesn't hold of being married to one person. The Pnei Yeshua is very liberal. Pnei Yeshua is very modern. He says, what do you mean? No one belongs to anyone. What are you talking about? We're all individuals. We're dealing with Yisurim and Hetayrim here. But don't think the wife belongs to her husband. No, it's a free country. We're all individuals. A big Isser prevents Tfisas Kiddushin. Over here there's not a big Isser, Peter Pnei Yeshua, what do you just have to say? That it's Xeris Agosov. Ishus doesn't prevent Tfisas Kiddushin. The Isser doesn't prevent Tfisas Kiddushin because it's only alive. You have to say it's Xeris Agosov. What would be the nature of that Xeris HaKasov? L'chora, I can speculate through the Xeris HaKasov, why would Kiddushin be Toface? But now we're speculating. In all other Yisurim, but not in Yivam L'shuk, very simple. Every other Isser, if the Kiddushin is Toface, does that cause anything bad to happen? Let's say I'm Mekadesh Imam Zeris, or a Kohen's Mekadesh Agrusha, or I'm Mekadesh Mitzrayim and Edomi. Did that cause anything bad to happen, or did that just maybe lead to something bad happening? The answer is, it might lead to something bad happening, but if a guy's Mekadesh a Yavama, if a stranger's Mekadesh a Yavama, what has he now caused to happen if it would Toface? It would be Bittul Mitzvah Yivam, right? If he's Mekadesh or Shanesh's Ish, she can't do Yivam anymore, right? He can't be married. Shanesh's Ish can't marry somebody. A woman can't marry two people. So therefore, maybe it's Xeris HaKasov that the Kiddush is not Chal because of Bittul Mitzvah Yavmin. Because Hashem didn't want you to be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Yibam. That's a speculation, so I'll put it in parentheses. Right? Because the Torah doesn't allow Bittul Yibam. That's what makes it different from all other Chayvilavim. All other Chayvilavim, if the Kiddushin is Toface, it doesn't erase a mitzvah from the Taryag mitzvos. In this case, if the Kiddushin would be Toface, it would erase one of the Taryag mitzvos. And therefore, it's Xeris Gossip. Kiddushin aren't Toface to erase a mitzvah. Hashem takes mitzvahs seriously. He really wants you to do them. And if you try to erase it, he doesn't let you erase it. So now, again, that's speculation. I can't prove it. But we have two ways of understanding why Kiddushin aren't Toface. One way of understanding why Kiddushin aren't Tofsim is because fundamentally there's no shaykhus of Kiddushin because she belongs to someone else, she's not shaykh to me. The other way is, no, really Kiddushin couldn't be Tofsim. Just like Xeris HaKasov, because Hashem didn't want to interfere with the mitzvah because it would make a side problem of Bittul Mitzvah say, so there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So maybe you could go back and say, Efshar, what would the Bahag say back to the Torah? He would say, no. What kind of Tfisas Kiddushin are we talking about here?
We're not talking about Kedushin Ar Tofes because it's such a big yeser. We're not even talking about an Evan and a Goy, the Kedushin Ar Tofes, because fundamentally you can't be married to her. We're talking about here that the only reason Kedushin Ar Tofes is because there's a side problem. Maybe Bitzel lets us say, really, she is fit for Kedushin. There's just a side problem that prevents the Kedushin being Tofes. So maybe he would answer that, really, she is fit for Tfisas Kedushin. The only reason Kedushin wouldn't be Tofes is not because she's not roy to be married to you. She is roy to be married to you. She's not an Erva. She's not an Ashes Ish. She's not a Goy. She's not a Shifcha. She is fit to be married to you. It's just you have the side problem that you're not supposed to interfere with Mitzvah Sasei. So therefore, since really she is fit to be married to you, really she is fit for Tfis and Kedushin, there's just a side problem which prevents the Kedushin from being Chal. So therefore, I don't know, let me give you another example. What if a girl is 12 years old, but she's a Shota? She's 12 years old, exceedingly psychotic. So there's no Tfis and Kedushin. Right? What can I do? Kedushin on Chal. Right? No Tfis Kedushin. Does that mean that she's Psula Kahuna? If a guy, you know, decides to marry her anyway? No, because she's fit for Kedushin. Just technically, she has a problem doing the Kedushin. Right? So here also, she is fit for Kedushin. She has a technical problem doing the Kedushin because of this Zeres HaGasav and Mitzvah Seyev Yibum. But she herself is fit for Kedushin. It's just a sign problem. Therefore, since the Tfis Kedushin is only a sign problem, that would not make her Psula Kahuna, and maybe that's how the Mahag would respond to the Torah.
But we still have a thing, if she actually is somebody else's Mekadesher and has a suing with her, then she has to say, Yaitse Mizeh Umizeh. She.
No, remember, we saw in the Mahag, only if she doesn't have kids, as like, because it's Michla Beishas Ish. But Me'ikara didn't locate to Mizeh Umizeh. That's Machlotzim Rav Hamnuna, the Chacham, and Daf Tzadi Beis and Aleph. Which we'll get to in a moment, assuming that we have more moments than we have till 12:45.
It's written as if the Avi Gula himself seeks to cover the other side of the Kiruv on behalf of the Baha'i. According to him, the problem is she's really kind of like part of the Baalus of the...
Works well if she does say.
But then he said there's a way out of that.
Correct. Correct. That would work well if she does say. I don't know if I'd make a big deal of it, but I would certainly be happy if someone else made a big deal of it. Okay, now, that ends our discussion of the status of the girl herself. Almost. Yeah. Right, the status of the girl herself, just a chazer. The simple shot of the Gemara is like it says here, she herself is not mischaleles. Why? Because it's not zera etzla meikara. That's the Bahag and Minim Shonen. If you want to stick in that she is mischaleles, which the Ramban sticks in from Yochanan ben Nuri, then you ask why, either because we reject the Gemara of zera etzla meikara, or from a different angle because of each visa's kedushin. Now that angle with the Torah's machadish is so strong, why did the Bahag like that angle? Either because we say 50-50 she has Tfisas Kedushin tomorrow, or like I want practical, or might be more lamdish, because at least if you hold like the Pnei Yeshua, that the reason there's no Tfisas Kedushin is a technical problem, not a fundamental property of hers, and therefore it's not a pagam in the yichus, it's just a technical problem, and therefore it doesn't make her possible kahuna. Okay, let's get back to our original question. The steer to Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So, one answer was all the Rishonim based, many Rishonim based on Rashi. It is a machlokes based on whether we take the Kal Vachomer or take the Peirushim. Tosus here in Daf Yudalev Beis has a second answer. Tosus in Daf Yudalev Beis has a second answer. He says the Od Yishlomer, the third, fourth, last line, Deshaper Islachach Peirushim. Everyone agrees with the Peirushim. Oh, don't give me all this fancy stuff. She can be after Mischalos. El Daasi Lameid Hakayotze. Okay, what is Tosfos say in the Od Yishlomer? Tosfos says there is a machlokes, but what's the machlokes? It's not about the pircha. He says there's a pircha in the Kal Vachomer, so therefore they're kshirim. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees there's a pircha on the Kal Vachomer, but they're pegumim because of a separate gzeres hakasav. What's the gzeres hakasav? The gzeres hakasav is by machzor grushaso, hi to'eva, ve'ein
Baneha Toavin. Her kids are not Toeva. Why do you need to tell us your kids are not Toeva? We already know there's a Pircha in the Kal v'Chomer. So it must come to the Diak. Ha. Bene. Yivam Alashok. Toavin. This is a big fish. The Gemara never made such a Diak. That why did say Toeva he? Teach you Master Rishasa was Asura. But her kids are not our kosher. What do we know her kids are kosher? We are Mafrith and Kal v'Chomer Me'almana. What? Isn't it obvious her kids are kosher? This is no. Really, the point is her kids are kosher, but Yevamah L'shuk's kids are pasul. Be this dearest kasov. How do we know that a pasul by Matthew Rishasa is coming to pasul Yevamah L'shuk? Because they're the only two chayvei lavin that are not zaret zlomei kara, or at least that have to do with marriage. That are not. They're two chayvei lavin that come because of what happened through a marriage. Therefore, they're very similar. So therefore, he invents this really three-step dearest kasov. She's a Toeva, her kids aren't a Toeva, which is really teaching us the kids of Yevamah L'shuk are Pugim. Okay, that's possible. Can't argue with the Xeris Kasa. He points out it doesn't sound the way Anita, but that's okay, that's a different amount of armor. A third shot is the Maskana of the Ramban and Daf. Mem Talon Beis. He says there's no Machlokas. Why is there no Machlokas? He says, interesting. What is the Lashon in Daf Tes Bava and Beis in the Sugi Rebbe Yeshua? The Lashon is... Forget that. The Lashon is not going to help. What's the discussion Daf Tes Bava and Beis, whether Chira L'Kahuna or not? That's clear. What is the Lashon in Tes Bava and Beis? What does Rebbe Yechum Yehuri say? The kids are? Pugim. Pugim is the same Lashon Tes Bava and Beis. That's why I think it's a Stira. Tes Bava and Beis is not Pugim. Rabbi Yochum Yehuri says Pugim. The Ramban says, no, maybe you could say they had two different meanings of Pugim. And Daf, Tes Bava and Aleph, Pugim means Psula Lekahuna, or Pasul Lekahuna, and therefore we paskin that they are not Pugim. In Yodalim and Beis, Pugim just meant Mizuam Ktsas. Mizuam. What does Mizuam mean? They're not halachically pugim. They're just not such a nice yichas. Right? They're just on a lower madrega of yichas. There's no halachic nafkamina. Mizuam, but kosher lekahuna. And therefore we said that the bnei machzor v'shasov is pugim. There's no stira. When Rabbi Yochanan say they are pugim, he just meant there's a chash in their yichus is not so clean. But they're kosher for everything, halachically. They're pugim, their yichus is not so clean. When we paskin, they're not pugim, daftas, but maybe two different meanings of pugim. They're not pugim, halachically, they're still kosher for kahuna and truma. Yudalmi said they are pugim, meaning metaphysically they have a bit of an odor. In their yichus does not have a totally fresh odor. There's a bit of a stinking odor in their yichus. That's what pug means on Daf Yudalad. But halachically, they're okay. There's a difference between their yichas and their halacha. Like everyone knows nowadays, their people are halachically fine, but there are people who don't love their yichas.
Okay. Tablecloth.
Right, exactly. It's like the plastic tablecloth. Maybe even a little worse than the plastic tablecloth. Maybe it's like a benita. Benita is kosher for kahuna, kosher for everything, but still, the yichas is not so gavaldic. So you're also, it means it's not such a gavaldic yichas. Okay, shalom Yisrael. The Gruss suggests, based on the Rambam, although this is an Okimta, that may be a fourth way of resolving the Stira. Based on the Rambam in Perek Yud Tes,
which is on the sheet we handed out.
Says the Rambam, Perek Yud Tes, Ezoi Chalola, what's a Chalola? Basically, who's Neschalol from Kahuna? Hazusha Nolim Yesu Kahuna, someone who's born out of a union that violates the laws of Kahuna. Not the laws of Torah, laws of Kahuna. Or the girl herself, if she violates Isur Kahuna, she becomes Chalala, and her kids are Chalala. Abel Kohen Atzmah Shor Rizal was Chalala. Okay. Hey, Kohen Abel Erbin Arayis Chutz Mimita, a Kohen who's boiled any Erva, or Atzmah Chayvei Lav, or any Chayvei Lav, and a Shavu Makol, which are for everyone, meaning not for Kahuna. Also, so Zonah Moshe Be'arim. A Kohen, listen, a Kohen who violates regular Halacha makes the girl a Zonah, not a Chalala. Chazer Baal be a Shnia when he boil her the second time. The first time he boil an Isser, he makes her a Zona. The second time, now he boil a Zona, he violates Isser Kahuna. Now he makes her Chalala. Then who made kohen acher nasas chalala v'zara made a chalala. The first time he makes your zona and the zera's kosher, because he only violated Yisurah Yisrael. The second time, now he's violating Kohen in the Zona, so he makes her halal and he makes her kids halal. Lefid, the point was a kugli yavam, back to yavam l'shokar case, a Kohen who marries a, what's taka the din, we know, she becomes a Zona. Of course, the second bio, what does she become? Now a Kohen didn't just violate yavam l'shok, he violated Zona. Now she becomes a halal. So Kohen, she balls a kugli yavam in this agrim, be rishona, vlad kosher. She gets pregnant from the first bio, the vlad is kosher, because it wasn't Yisurah Kohuna. If he's an misur kahuna, then that's a zona. Chazar by love yeshniyah, this abra v'yoda he chalal of blood chal. If he's a misur kahuna, if they have a baby, the first that baby's not a chal because it came from regular misurim. If they have a baby, the second that baby came from misur kahuna and is a chalal. Now, let me fill in one case. What are we talking about? What if it wasn't a coin? What if it was a Yisrael? What if it was a Yisrael who was bol yivam l'shok? Would the baby be a halala or not, according to the Rambam's definition? No, because the baby didn't come from Yisurei Kohuna, right? So Yisrael, the baby wouldn't be a halala. A Kohen the first time is only violating Yisurei Torah. The baby wouldn't be a halala. The Kohen the second time, even if it was Yisrael first and then a Kohen, the Kohen the second time, now that he's violating Yisurei Kohuna, the baby's a halala. So maybe you could say, the Gros suggests, that you could resolve the stewardship through sugya. It's a little hard to say. One was talking about getting pregnant the first time, the other was talking about getting pregnant the second time. But maybe you could say that the Gros suggests, Ladas HaRambam, that when Rabbi Yeshua says he was kosher, he was talking about Yavama Shanis Ace Li Yisrael. And who was on his back? Uben Bito Hayakoin Gadol. You can't say it was family of Kahuna. Didn't mean a family of Kahuna, their kids were Kohen Gadol. Means their daughter's kids were Kohen Gadol. So if a Yisrael marries Yavama Lashok, even though she's a Zona, since there was no violation of Yisurei Kahuna, the kids are not Mitzchalim. And Adaf Yudalim and Beis. So what were Yeshua? He's saying, what am I being made to you? He's saying, I'm not being made to you on every circumstance. I'm being made to you a particular case. Yavam Lashuk, who marries Yisrael, the kids are Kachir. It's a big old kimp in Daf Tesvav, possible. In Daf Yudalim and Beis, what can you say? This is talking about Yavama Shenis Eis Lekoein. If he's Nis Eis Lekoein, then we be a shnia veilach. Obviously, you have to assume we're over their kids. They're going to be a shnia on, right? If the yavama marries a kohen, then from the second bia on, the first bia he's violating regular shur makes her zona. Second bia he's violating the shur zona the kohen, he makes her halala and the kids halalim. From the second bia on, the kids are halalim. So maybe there's no stira. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says we need a takana because if they marry a kohen from the second bia on, the kids are going to be pegumen. We need a takana. On Daf Tesvav and Beis, Rabbi Yeshua wasn't saying you don't need a takana. He was just saying at least if they marry Yisrael, now how do we know they marry Yisrael? You just have to make one okimta. He says which families they were, right? The families they were was Ben Mekoshesh. If you make the okimta that those are families of Yisraelim, I don't know. I'm not a big enough historian to know. I never met those families what they were. And I don't think anyone is. But if you, I tried to look on the Bar Ilan. Those families don't come up a lot. It would be nice if we found like a Kohelis Rabba or something. Well, that's old. If you had a voracious Rabba that referred to them as Israel or a vegan, that would be good. But I didn't. But other than that, well, you just have to make one Okimta. He said there were two families. Those two families weren't Kohanim whose sons were Kohen Gadol. They were Yisraelim whose daughter's sons were Kohanim Gadolim. Whose daughters married into Kohanim Gadolim. If you make that one okimta, then there's no problem. He says, I'm not being made, there's never a problem. I'm being made on a case like this, and why? L'mishini machzer grushaso. Bas machzer grushaso. Bas machzer grushaso, of course, comes from family Yisraelim. If a Kohen marries a grusha, what do you have to do with machzer? A Kohen marries any grusha is possible. You don't need machzer grushaso. Obviously, he's talking about family Yisraelim. He says, I'm being poshet, the suffix of a family of Yisraelim. Family of Kohanim? Of course I admit that's a problem, but that's not what I'm being poshet now, and it's meduyah. The mifshat, bas machzer grushaso, lebeis hillel, le mifshat, from here we can learn, bas machzer grushaso was only a shayla when the father's of Yisrael, because if the father's a Kohen, then
he's marrying Yerusha anyway. Who cares if it was Matzer or not? So the I'm being poshut for Yisrael. So that's what you think. The one Okimta, and it's not that I think it Okimta that giving a vios they knew he was from Israel. He was talking about two families. I'm just thinking of Okimta that in his days everyone knew who those two families were, and everyone knew they were Yisraelim. With that Okimta, it's not my idea. The Gros suggests this in the middle of his. You know, it's always hard to read the Gros, but he really does suggest this. He suggests a few alternatives. Then you can answer according to the Rambam, and all you need is one Okimta that two families are Yisraelim. And once those two families are Yisraelim, it's obvious he's only talking about if she marries Yisrael, because he says which families he's talking about. So that is one possible Okimta. Okay. The one question which we didn't answer now, which is what all those long gone people, or people who wrote at length in the brackets discuss, is a fundamental kasha on the Rambam. I'll take 2 minutes, I'll just the kids will tell you the fundamental kasha on the Rambam, the answer, and then you can go home and investigate it more yourself. The fundamental kasha on the Rambam is that he has an internal problem. He says that Bia Rishona is Machalal her, makes her a Zona, and yet he said the kid from Bia Rishona is not Pagum. If Bia Rishona is Machalal her, there's no Kid Percha. The Rambam has a problem. What's the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam has two Shitas which are not mainstream, which make him a problem. One, Bia Rishona, Bia Vama Lashuk, makes her a Zona. Two, the Vlad, the baby from Bia Rishona, is Kasher L'Kahuna. What's the problem with these two Rambams? Once you say he Atmam is Chalelis, there's no Pircha. Almana, which is not Shava Bakol, the Vlad is a Chalala. Kal V'Chomer, Yivam L'Shuk, which is Shava Bakol, the Vlad should be a Nischalala. And if you say Mala Almana, she Atmam is Chalelis, Yivam L'Shuk is also Atmam is Chalelis, according to the Rambam. That's a fundamental problem, right? What about Kal V'Chomer Me'almana? After all, you lost the Percha. The Achronim have tremendous Bopulim and Cheshbonos telling all of Shas to answer this. I don't like complicated answers. I'll just give you two potential simple answers and you can go home and think about what you like. I think the second one is right. One answer is that maybe you still have the Pircha, Almana, Hi Atzma, Nishalua. But Yevama L'Shok is not Nishalua. Just Zinsa. Who says a Zona counts as Nishalua? Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean this Chalala apostle. The Gemara means becomes a Chalala. Why? Because we're dealing with the kids of Chalala. Whether the mother's a Zona, why should that affect whether the kids should go? Why should the mother being a Zona be a Pircha or a Kalachomer and the kid being a Chalala? We're not discussing whether the kid's a Zona. Kid's not a Zona. Kid's just born. We're discussing whether the kid's a Chalala. So maybe the point is, Mala Almana, her kid's a Chalala because she's a Chalala. Her kid's a Chalala because she's a Chalala. But Yivam L'Shok, her kid's not a Chalala because she's not a Chalala. She's Chalala. She might be a Zona, but she's not a Chalala, so her kid shouldn't be a Chalala. That's one answer. A second answer is, if you're Medayik in the Gemara Midah, they asked Rabbi Yoshua, do you say Kavachomer, she's possible from Almana, or do you say a Pircha? And he didn't answer say the Kavachomer, and he didn't answer say the Pircha either. What did he answer? Xeris Akasav, he Toeva Ve'im Banea Toavin. Maybe really, if you look in our Sugya, but Yeshua never answered that it's a Pircha of the Kalachomer. That was only the question. The question is, do we say the Kalachomer or do we say a Pircha? The answer is not the Kalachomer. The answer is not the Pircha. The answer is Xeris HaKasav. So maybe you could say, and that's what a few Achronim suggest, that Rabbi Yeshua's answer was not the Pircha, but rather it's Mefurish Marinida. But that there's a Xeris HaKasav to override the Kal V'Chomer Me'almana. What's the Xeris HaKasav?
he toeva, ve'en baneha toavin. If there's a gzeiras hakasav to override the kal v'chomer me'al mana, then really, we thought the whole time until now that the reason to be machzer is because of the pirch of the kal v'chomer. Maybe the answer is no, the pirch was only in the question. The pirch was wrong. They sent the question from Asia to Rishon Levi. Bas b'shulachas mahu. I think it was Asia. Maybe I'm confusing with someplace else. Do we say a kal v'chomer or do we say a pircha? Maybe his answer is we don't say kal v'chomer or a pircha. We have a gzeiras hakasav to be that says the kids are kosher. Why? Maybe the gzeiras hakasav teaches us he toavim and atoavim. Isurei Yisrael don't passel the kids. Only Isurei Kahuna passel the kids. So maybe if we assume that what happened to the kal v'chomer, the answer is gzeiras hakasav beat the kal v'chomer. The gzeiras hakasav teaches us that Isurei Yisrael don't create a chalal. And that's the second way to defend the Rambam. Okay, I ran through these. If you're interested in defending the Rambam, you'll go home, you'll think a little, make sure you got the question straight, get the answer straight, then look at all the acronyms, see much more complicated answers. We will call it a day for now. I apologize. We'll pick up. I know Thursday is a day with no shir. We will, what we'll do is, this is what we will do, okay, in Tesayim and Aleph, there's a big Tosfos about Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. It actually would be a great topic for Shir on Thursday, which is Yom HaTzma'ot, but we're not going to Shir on Thursday, Yom HaTzma'ot, but Wednesday at the end of Seder time is bad for... Is all of Wednesday bad for you?
No, I can make it.
Okay, let's do Wednesday 11:30 then, and in honor of Inyana Diyoma, we will run Bikiyas through Tezayin, like we're doing until we get to the second parak, Tezayin and Aleph, I mean, and we'll discuss the Inyan of Kedush Teretz Yisrael, which is mentioned in the Tosfos there, and I'll email out Makoril. So instead of Thursday at 9 o'clock, Wednesday at 11:30, we will have something that, not coincidentally or not, but,